Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T-Hatch coming back at you with another video. Today, as you can see in the title, we're talking about something not so fun. We're talking about the massive disparity in wealth inequality here in the United States of America, especially how it relates to the COVID-19 pandemic. So what am I talking about? Well, as you can see in the title, U.S. billionaires have increased their wealth by $931 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B, as millions of Americans continue to go homeless, hungry, and unemployed. Absolutely mind-blowing. When you find these reports like this come out, that is 644 billionaires in the United States have increased their wealth by nearly $1 trillion between March 18th and October 13th. Obviously, the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, increasing their wealth from $2.95 trillion collectively to $3.88 trillion collectively. That is a 31.6% increase in their wealth during a global pandemic. So if that doesn't ring the alarm bell for you about the profiteering of a capitalist system that is designed not to help the people that work and live within that system, but to make profit off of them. Whether you are the employee, whether you are the consumer, doesn't matter. The entire game is to make profit off of you, your work, your dollars, your needs, whatever it is. They don't care how they have to make money. They will do anything by any means necessary to take your money. That's the scheme here. So what is up with this claim of millions of Americans going homeless and hungry? Well, I've got some statistics for you there as well. And as always, you can find links below to all of the sources for this material so you can go educate yourself further on this topic. So, first thing I want to focus on here is 40 million Americans are at risk of eviction, according to a study by the Aspen Institute. I will show that on screen here, as well as, of course, go check out that article for the extra in-depth information. But alongside that, we also see that 41% of Americans are at risk of eviction this month, not in the future, not 3 months, not 6 months, this month. 41% of Americans. This is according to a survey from the U.S. Census Bureau. So I will actually include the map here. As you can see, some of these states are hitting as high as 55, 58% of respondents at risk of eviction this month. Absolutely mind-blowing. Nearly half of Americans are at risk of being evicted this month, as billionaires increase their wealth by $1 trillion. We are over 223,000 deaths from coronavirus in the US. That is about roughly 25% of the world's coronavirus deaths, as we make up 4% of the world's population. Very disproportional. This is a quote from an NPR.org article that I found using data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, as well as information from researchers at Northwestern University. So I'm going to read an excerpt here, a few paragraphs, so bear with me. Nearly one in four households have experienced food insecurity this year. Even before the pandemic hit, some 13.7 million households, or 10.5% of all U.S. households, experienced food insecurity at some point during 2019. According to data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that was the end of the sentence, not the start. Here we go on the next. That works out to more than 35 million Americans who are either unable to acquire enough food to meet their needs or uncertain of where their next meal might come from last year. For about a third of these households, access to food was so limited that their eating patterns were disrupted and food intake was reduced. The rest were able to obtain enough food to avoid completely disrupting their eating patterns, but had to cope by either eating less varied diets or utilizing food assistance programs. The coronavirus pandemic has only worsened the problem. According to one estimate by researchers at Northwestern University, food insecurity more than doubled as a result of the economic crisis brought on by the outbreak, hitting as many as 23% of households earlier this year. So let that sink in. We are over double what it was in 2019, which is already at a unbelievably high number at 35 million Americans who are food insecure. Double that to now 70 million Americans food insecure during this pandemic, at a time when we have 70 million Americans who don't know where their next meal is coming from. We have 644 people who combined to increase their wealth by $1 trillion. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 40 million Americans at risk of eviction. 223,000 dead from coronavirus. 41% of Americans are at risk of eviction this month. 70 million are food insecure. So tell me why. Why do we all find it okay to live within a system that allows 644 people to hoard $1 trillion more wealth than they had before this pandemic, while we've got people going hungry and homeless? Are you trying to tell me that $1 trillion wouldn't pay for some food? Wouldn't pay a couple rent checks? You gotta be joking. You gotta be joking. It's absolutely ridiculous. You look at some of these individuals, Jeff Bezos alone hauled in $25 billion over the course of this pandemic. Elon Musk, $5 billion. There's a list of eight total billionaires who have increased their wealth by over $1 billion between March 18th and now. Does that sit right with you? Doesn't sit right with me. Doesn't sit right with me that Jeff Bezos can sit in his mansion while people go into his warehouses where they don't have safety precautions, getting coronavirus. There have been deaths coming from these Amazon facilities. I'll have to check what the number is, but I'll put it right there. There have been that many deaths coming from Amazon workers, because of the lack of safety precautions from Amazon. They're out doing this hard work, literally putting their lives on the line for an employer who will not give them health benefits, as he sits in his mansion and rakes in $25 billion. What makes that right? Did he work $25 billion worth between March and now?
No, he did not.
So excuse me for getting a little heated here, a little bent out of shape, but this is wrong. This is just plain wrong. We've got corporations like Amazon paying $0 in taxes, as we, the middle class, hold up the tax burden. Donald Trump, for, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 7 out of the last 10 years, paid $0 in taxes. Zero. Is that right? No, it's not. These people who are raking in billions of dollars, or in the case of Trump, millions, but in the case of Bezos, billions of dollars, so they can just hoard that in bank accounts and not pay their taxes? Are you joking? Our tax code in the US is an absolute joke, full of loopholes, full of ways to allow these corrupt people to hide their money in offshore bank accounts. Now, I'm not making any specific accusations against Jeff Bezos when it comes to that, because I don't have evidence to back that up at this point, so I'm not going to make claims that I can't back up. But this is absolutely ridiculous. We all need to step up and realize that living in a country that allows this to happen is not okay. This country is not okay. Things are not going well. Things are not working. People are starving. People are unemployed. People are going homeless. And Jeff Bezos gets to sit in his mansion during this pandemic and amass enough wealth that a single person couldn't spend in a single lifetime. while he sits on his ass and does nothing. While Amazon workers literally die to deliver those packages.
Hey now. Hey now.
That's all I have to say on that. If you enjoy the show and want to help this channel grow, the absolute best way to do so is to definitely share this with your friends. If you enjoy this content and want to see more of it, definitely subscribe down below. That tells YouTube that you want to see more of my content. And if you never want to miss a video when I post one, definitely hit that notification bell as well, so you'll get a notification every time I post a video. All that out the way, I definitely appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Peace.